a soccer volunteer, Dragon Boater, heritage advocate and former gallery manager are among six people honored with Port Moody Civic Awards. The city recognized their contributions at a volunteer appreciation gala in the Galleria at the Civic Complex on January 11. They have spent countless hours helping and inspiring others, said Mayor Megan Lotti of the recipients in a news release, adding the awards that are presented every 2 years provide us with an opportunity to celebrate some of the talented and hardworking people who bring positive change and help make Port Moody a better place. Matthew Campbell, president of the Port Moody Soccer Club, and Dragon Boater Kate Zubik received the city's sports award. During his tenure at PMSC, Campbell has helped membership grow to nearly 2,000 players of all ages, introduced innovative programs like adaptive soccer and spearheaded the realization of the club's long-standing drive to get improvements to its facilities. Early last year, players were finally able to put years of scabbed knees and elbows behind them when a new turf field was opened at Inlet Park, replacing the old gravel all-weather facility that had fallen into disuse, and construction is expected to begin sometime this spring on a new field house overlooking the pitch. Zubik, a former teacher at Moody and Eagle Mountain Middle Schools, has coached the Dragon Divas Dragon Boat team since 2014 and represented Canada at the World Dragon Boat Championships. She's also worked with paddling programs for breast cancer survivors and visually impaired athletes. Kate Zubik credits her love for dragon boating with giving her the confidence to return to school and take on a new career. By Mario Bartle, Tri-City News. Diana Brown is the winner of the City's Heritage Award. She's volunteered for Port Moody's Old Heritage Commission, which is now known as the Arts, Culture and Heritage Committee, and served as a board member for the Port Moody Heritage Society, where she's currently its vice president. She's also volunteered for the Ioco Ghost Town Days event and helped promote awareness of local history through heritage stone markers, storyboards and interpretive wraps on utility boxes. Janice Cotter receives the Arts Award for her work managing the gallery at Pomo Arts the past 10 years prior to her departure in 2024. She was also a founding member of the Art Shuffle and curated several exhibits, including the annual Kui Am Choi Award recipient exhibit, the year-end show for the Ceramics Artist in Residence program, the annual Winter Treasures display as well as shows by students, the Tri-City Potters and Indigenous Artists. Janice Cotter managed the gallery at Pomo Arts for 10 years. By Janice Clea, Tri-City News. Jennifer Maddock-Jones wins the Environmental Award. She's put her expertise in testing water quality that was honed during her career as a chemistry teacher to good use as a volunteer at the Mossum Creek Hatchery since 2015. She participates in salmon habitat restoration and fish tagging projects, as well as fry releases and stream surveys. She's also on the Burrard Inlet Marine Enhancement Society Board. The Peter Hulbert Accessibility Award goes to Ashley Anderson for her work advocating for accessibility improvements to sidewalks, curbs and snow removal services in Port Moody. She also championed the construction of an accessible entrance to an apartment building in the city and has worked with Spark BC to improve the signage and painting of accessible parking spaces around Port Moody. Megaphone got an opinion on this story or any others in the Tri-Cities? Send us a letter or email your thoughts or story tips to newsroom@tricitynews.com. Cell phone with arrow. Want to stay updated on Coquitlam, Port Moody, and more in Belcarra News? Sign up for our free daily newsletter. Speech balloon words missing in an article? Your ad blocker might be preventing hyperlinked text from appearing.